Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Bamidbar starts off with a census. All the men aged 20 to 60 are counted for all the Shvatim. Besides for Shevet Levi. For Shevet Levi, it's male starting from the age of 1 month. Then the Levium replaced the Bechorim to serve in the Mishkan. Originally, the Bechor of each family was going to do the Avoda, but because they participated in Chet Egel, they lost it. For the 273 Bechorim that didn't have a Levi to replace them, they paid 5 shkalim instead to redeem themselves. Next, the Parsha talks about the role each Levi family had in transporting the Mishkan. That's the families of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Last, the Parsha discusses the encampment of Bnei Yisrael, which Shvatim are grouped together, who camped where, and that each Shevet had a Nasi and a flag with an emblem and color. I don't think they had a national Shevet fruit or flowers. And that's the Parsha. Let's move on to a quick vart. This one is from both Reb Yonason Eibeshitz and the Chasam Sofer. So, in the second pasuk of the Parsha, Hashem tells Moshe to count Bnei Yisrael, b'gilgalosam, according to their heads. Later, when it says to count the Levium, it just says, count them. Nothing about their heads. So the simple question is, why is there a difference in the language? There's a Gemara in Menachos where a guy asked Rebbe, that's Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, if someone has two heads, which head should they put tefillin on? Rebbe's response was sharp, saying, either you put yourself in galus, or I'll put you in cheirum. Reb Yonason Eibeshitz understands that to mean that it's an impossibility. No one born like that will make it to bar mitzvah to ask the question in earnest. Which brings us back to the Parsha. Bnei Yisrael were counted from the age of 20 to 60. So if you count all the heads, you'll get the right number. Levium, though, they're counted starting at age 1 month. So if there's a two-headed baby among them, you might end up with the wrong number. And that's why the pasuk leaves out the Bilgilgalosam reference. To add a little more to this two-headed person discussion, the Taisvis Menachos brings a medrash that says Ashmedai, the king of the Shadim, brought a man from the underworld who had two heads. This man had children. One of them also had two heads. So this two-headed child wanted a double Yerusha from his father because, hey, two heads, two people. Shlomo HaMelech took hot water and poured it over one of the child's two heads. When both of the heads cried out in pain, Shlomo HaMelech said, Sei gesund, you're one person. What does this have to do with the Parsha? Okay, maybe I lost my way a little bit. Just thought you'd find that story interesting. Anywho, have a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.